distant cities just to see me. Stand over my bed, disbelieving what they're seeing. They say I must be one of the wonders.
Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable for this Wednesday morning. It is 2 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we are thrilled to have you with us. Yes, we're on an hour early. We know that. We set our clocks correctly, and yet we are on an hour early. The reason we're on an hour early is because the NPR is going to be covering, and we're going to be going to this live, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's body is lying in repose at the Supreme Court. There will be a ceremony, and that is beginning at 9:30. I apologize, 9:30 this morning. So instead of losing our panel time, we come to you an hour early, and then that way we'll get in our 90 minutes of conversation, and we'll go to the live coverage beginning at 9:30 in just about 90 minutes. Let me introduce the group to you, our wonderful panel that we have assembled this morning, and we will talk to them. We have a lot going on this morning. Dean of College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and at the University at Albany, Bob Griffin. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Thanks for getting up an hour earlier. I appreciate it. Also,
no worries. I'm usually in the office anyway, Joe. So right, you can tell who the morning people are.
Good to know for future broadcasts. Hey, look who's on the show. Teresa Bourgeois is with us. She is the Cajon City Director of Operations. She's a communications specialist, a woman who's been around Washington for years and years, and we are thrilled to have her. Teresa Bourgeois, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. I'm delighted and honored to be here on such a historic day and time in our country.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. And last but certainly not least, we go to WAMC's Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan. How are you, my friend?
Well, we're fine. As you know, Joe, you and I keep talking about this because it is such a serious matter. Saving the station SOS and being where we need to be and getting the money as quickly as we can so that we can proceed to do our jobs and do it as well as we possibly can. And so it's just a matter of everybody with that moment of recognition, hey, if I do something. You know, the beauty of this drive is the identification of the fact that if you are a lover of the station, if you tune in, if you're involved in it, then you do something to help it grow. You put some water on the plant, and that's what we're doing right now. And that's what we're doing right now. We're doing what we can now, folks. We have an incredible morning ahead of us. We only have an hour and a half until the funeral ceremony for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In the last 2 days, Joe, read it out. How have we done? So we started on Monday, and then we went through Tuesday, and how much money has been raised?
Well, I'm getting that for you right away, and I just have to say that, yes, we started, if you think about this, we started on Monday morning, and there was about $200,000 in the lockbox at that time. Over the last 2 days, both Monday and Tuesday, we've raised an incredible amount of money, $569,278. So that is where we are in the lockbox right now, and we want to up that significantly this morning.
You know, Joe, I keep thinking that there is going to be that prescient moment I always talk about. When we say, okay, it's fun drive moment or it's fun drive hour, and everybody calls and everybody goes to WAMC.org at that moment. Because as I have said so many times, too many times, the last time I looked, we had about 500,000 people every month looking at WAMC, listening to WAMC.
Right.
And if you get 500,000 people, it should not be hard if everybody does a little something and gets it done. I hear everybody is clumping around, getting ready to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, children, friends, everybody, it's our station. We all made it. We all made it together. And we can do that. I know we can do it. And it's just a matter of something miraculous happening. So something miraculous has happened. May I go, Joe?
Or absolutely. Do it? No, do it.
Okay. This station has a friend. We have a friend. And that friend, of course, is Natalie Merchant, who has been there for us at every moment. She's been there. She does concerts for us. She's done anything she can to help us. But in this drive, she's doing something extraordinarily special. Our Natalie, as we call her, and she is our Natalie, when Pete died, there was Natalie with Pete. Pete Seeger, for the few who don't know who Pete is. And there is Natalie, who is a remarkable parent, a remarkable human being. And she says, okay, Joe, and okay, Alan, and okay, group, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you can do this in the hour and a half between, it's less than that now, and you can raise, Joe?
So we want to make it to the $650,000 point in
the
drive.
That's a lot of money.
So that's
83,000, something like that. 80,
yeah, it's $81,000
right.
In 90 minutes.
So it's almost impossible. But this radio station is known for doing the impossible. The first morning we raised very close to $200,000.
Yes.
So if everybody decides, not only do they want to honor this great radio station, but they want to honor Natalie too, because she has done so much for us, and she has made the world a better place with her music and her environmental interests and everything else that she does. If everybody could get on a phone right now and dial 1-800-323-9262, if you can't use the a computer or your own, device and do it that way at WAMC.org. Joe, it occurred to me yesterday that we don't tell people exactly what you do when you go to the computer. If you're not really computer literate, what would you do in order to get WAMC.org?
Well, we have made it so darned easy for people. When you go to no matter what device you go, whether it's your computer, whether it's your laptop, whether it's your phone, whatever it is, your tablet, if you go to WAMC.org, it'll come up and you'll go to the website. And the first thing you're going to see is Pledge Now. And you just click on it and then it'll walk you through what you need to do. If you've done it before, it's obviously very easy. It's all the same. If you've never done it, it will take you a minute and a half. It's very, very easy to do. And all of this, of course, this morning going to this incredible challenge. Did you give the amount? Did I miss the amount?
I did not, Joe.
Okay.
My fault. Go ahead.
So $10,000 from Natalie Merchant this morning.
If
we get to $650,000 by 9:30 this morning. So that is 80 minutes from right now. That is a ton of money. But here's what we have going for us. As I look at it, Alan, maybe sometimes I get a little too pie in the sky. So you can bring me down to size here. One, we're on an hour. We're on an hour earlier. Right. So that's good. So that's good drive time. We're on. That's good. A lot of people listening, a lot of people going to work, a lot of people doing their thing. That's great.
And remembering, Joe, that when we do a regular fun drive, we start at 6 in the morning.
That's right.
So now we're starting at 8.
And one of the most listened to times of the day. So that's on our side. The other thing on our side is Monday we did this. Tuesday we did this. As Alan indicated, Monday we made $180,000 or something like that in the morning.
Yeah,
and then
right.
Yesterday we made almost $80,000. So, yeah, to make $10,000 to celebrate Natalie Merchant and to get us to in a mood of a celebration of a life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that we will do this in the next 80 minutes.
Now, can we do it in 80 minutes? It's going to be hard. It won't be done unless everybody decides hey, I can do a little bit of this. I can take a little bit of this. So that's what we're asking. We're asking all you faithful WAMC listeners, Republicans, Democrats, socialists, you know, get out there and say, I want to be part of honoring Natalie. I want to be part of making WAMC everything it could be. So here we go. Let's all just make it happen. Teresa, when you hear something like this, what do you think?
About the Natalie Merchant?
Yeah.
I think of her song, These Are the Days to Remember. And what an anthem that is for these times. And I think that... now more than ever, it seems trite to say, but now more than ever, we need to hear these voices, hear news, get information, and have a place where we can have a conversation about what's going on in the world, and what better place than this.
And Bob, what are you thinking?
You know, Joe, Alan, on such a day where we're burying and remembering such a huge pioneer, just remind everybody how important this radio station is. And if you're questioning why you should be giving money, there's 203,446 reasons, because that's the number of dead that we have today of Americans from COVID. And this is the only station in the area where you're getting the news. So please support.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are good.
I know these are wonderful people. You know, and your favorite song is when you call up, tell us your favorite Natalie song. My favorite, of course, is Thank You.
Yeah. We have that in the rotator here of we'll play that in just a little bit.
It's amazing.
So we need you. We're going to talk about some news stories this morning. We're going to get people's thoughts and stuff, but we need you. This is our, as Alan says, where we live and what we need to do. We have staff that came in early this morning. We have people on the phone ready to take your pledge. We have we need you. And that's really the missing ingredient, you. 1-800-323-9262. Was that where you're going to ask
that's
me the
what
number?
I was going to ask.
Excellent.
I got in your way. 1-800-323-9262, or better yet, go to WAMC.org on your device of any kind and put some of the money in. This is going to be hard. Are you keeping your eye? Is anything happening already, Joe?
Yeah, you know, we're doing okay, but when you realize that every second counts, we're not. You know, we made like $2,000, but if we're going to do this in the next hour and 20 minutes, then we really have to put on the put our foot to the gas pedal. So this is to bring us to $650,000. I just want that to sink in for a minute. You know, if you think of that we started this. We can't have a fun drive as we know it because of the pandemic. We can't have volunteers come in. We can't do take over the airwaves as we normally do. We just can't do any of that. So we're doing it this way. And to think that doing it this way, you would think it would take you a billion years to make $1 million, and here we are. Mm-hmm. After 2 days at $570,000. It's amazing. And so we just have to keep up the momentum, and we'll be over it before you know it. We have a ton of things to cover over the next few days, whether it be debates, confirmation hearings, obviously more things that we have a lot to going on, and we want to bring it to you unfettered. We want to bring it to you. And as we're doing this morning, I mean, we're bringing you this morning. We made the change so we could talk to you and also offer the ceremony this morning. There will be another one on Friday. So look, this is it. We're at 571 right now, but we have a long way to go if we're going to do this. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Let me just say, everyone, we can't do this without you, nor should we do it without you. I mean, you know, there are public radio stations and television stations all over the country where Mrs. Godmoney is the chair of the board and they say, oh, let me give you $1 million. Not here. This is us.
This is
you
God
know
money.
What?
Yes.
This is. You know, Joe, there's an interesting story, and that is that when Reagan decided he wanted to kill public radio, which he called News from Managua. He started to say we're going to take all our money away, And he heard from some of those very rich Republican ladies and men who had been the chair of their boards.
Right.
And saying, oh, Ronnie, don't do that. So look, this is a time for everybody to speak up and to say, you know what? Dave Christina mentioned it this morning. Newspapers are having a hard time all over the country.
Yep.
Public radio stations, I named one the other day, perhaps I shouldn't have, out on the West Coast, which is furloughing all kinds of people.
Yeah.
People in our area, in a major public radio stations have been furloughed and have been. We have not done that because of you, everybody. And we want to stay strong, and we can only do that if everybody decides it is that prescient, and that's a word I keep using, that prescient moment when everybody gets the shock of recognition and understands that if I do just a little, so will everybody else. And then every phone lights up, and every and the computer can hardly stand it. It gets to be so rushed. But the fact is, we can do this. I know it because this is WAMC, and because we have always done it. We've always done the impossible. But now it's on you and everybody else to just say, here's a little bit or a lot, whatever you can do. Natalie comes up with this extraordinary amount of money. Let's face it, that's a lot of money if we can do this. $10,000 is a lot of money. And I can only say that it is something that is a leadership quality that she has for all of us.
Yep.
So let's honor her. Let's honor her. Let's honor this radio station, which means so much to so many people. Even if you write me an occasionally nasty letter and say you're lefty or this or that, you're still listening every day because the same guy writes every day. So, you know, you're part of it too. Put something in, and don't be, you know, that way.
You know, we started needing $83,000. We now need $73,900. So, it's working, but we have a long way to go. We only have 70 minutes to do this in, and we want to do it. We want to do it to celebrate Natalie, of course, and to thank her, but also, of course, to be ready for the service that will be held this morning as Ruth Bader Ginsburg lies and propose at the Supreme Court of the United States.
So Teresa, could you give us just a little bit of what your thoughts are on this day that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being buried?
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, tried to say how astounding she was. I was remembering back in 1993, I was working in the Senate for the Senate Labor and Human Resources Committee doing her confirmation hearings. I worked for Senator Kennedy. And I recall listening, and I knew who she was, but when you heard the breadth of the work that she had done before she got to the court, I was thinking, how could I have not known all of this detail, all of this, you know, the ways that she had made a difference in my life in you know, ways that I hadn't even thought about. And that was back in 1993. And all the years after on the court, what a difference she made in every area of our life, in environmental law, in health law, and so on and so forth. And so the life-changing contributions she has made to really redefine what equal protection under the law means. She broadened it to include many more people. And so it's an important day and time to pay tribute to her and remember the power of an individual to change all of our lives in ways that we may or may not know. And to use that as an example of, you know, what are each of us going to do to carry on her legacy.
We, you know, Bob, for all the reasons you touched on this at the beginning about, you know, for all the reasons that Teresa just mentioned, but, you know, to have somebody around that is able to do that and has that power and position especially now as we're losing so many American citizens to this pandemic. It's I mean, we've talked about this a lot this week, but it seems like a very frightening time.
It is, Joe, and it's incredibly unstable. You know, there's a lot of times when you hear famous people who may have passed, you hear about it and you go, oh, that's too bad, and you go on with life. I can tell you from my standpoint, and even from my family, who we were all together on Friday when we heard the news, and it was devastating. I felt like the country has lost one of its foundational pieces. We've come out of that sadness with a sense of anger and frankly resolve, that we, and I'm still talking about my family and I, are going to try to follow what RBG really stood for and make sure that we work as hard as we possibly can to make sure that the ideals that she has defended are reflected in the ballot in November. You know, just she's such a towering figure, and we're so lucky to have had her. And frankly, we're lucky that she was willing to serve the public, because if you think about what she could have done in the private sector, how much money she could have made. Instead, she dedicated her life to changing this country for the better. And that's a model that I love to be able to hold up for my own kids, but also my kids here at the university and students coming in. She's so important to our history, this is also part of the reason why I'm so angry at the way she's been treated and her memory's been treated by this president administration. I'll toss this at you, and Alan, I'm sure you have a thought on this, is that could you imagine if they had done this to Scalia, if they had disrespected him the way that I feel that Trump and Mitch McConnell have disrespected Ginsburg?
Absolutely right, Joe, and that was great from both Teresa and Bob. I know that somebody will fault me for asking you to give the phone number.
No fault at all. That's what we're doing, and it's look, okay. We're at $69,297 right now. So we started at 83. We need 67. But reminder: here is why we're doing this. Two things. One, we have the service for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's lying in repose at the Supreme Court, and NPR will be covering that service beginning at 9:30, so that's why we're on an hour early. We have a $10,000 challenge from the one and only Natalie Merchant, and we're celebrating her this morning and thanking her, as well as celebrating the life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and talking to our panelists and doing our panel as we normally do. But and all of this, we need to raise a lot of money to get to the $650,000 point. We are $68,000 away from that, Alan. $68,000.
$68,000, which is what Natalie wants us to do. That's the demand.
Yeah.
Why?
We started at 83. Now it's at, to get us to 650.
Why? Because she's mean? No. She's doing it because she loves us and because we love her. And the fact is, she's putting herself out there. She's given us money many times. But most of the time, we don't hear Natalie Merchant's name. This time in our history, in our life, when Donald Trump is standing up there and saying, what would you give yourself on how you've handled the pandemic, Mr. President? A plus, lie, 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 and lie. And then is asked, well, why do you say that? Well, because if I hadn't done what I've done, we would have had 2.5 million people dying by this time. Really? Because I seem to remember, Mr. President, I seem to remember you're standing up there and saying the pandemic will miss the United States. We're not going to have it here. There won't be one. There may be one death, maybe five deaths, maybe 15. But you know what, Mr. President? 200,000 200,000 deaths right now. That's 200,000 people who are being mourned by individuals, the way we're mourning Ruth Bader Ginsburg this morning. And every one of those people has a story and a face and a family. And let me tell you, had you done the right thing, there would be far fewer, as there are in other countries that handled it far better than you did. So, Mr. President, you are to blame for this. And I wish I could... could put it differently, but you are to blame. It's that simple. But in the meantime, it's 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262. And by the way, the poor staff is working hard. They get calls backed up. And if you want it right away, you want instant gratification, do it on the computer and go to wamc.org. Joe?
$65,000 is what we need between now and in just about an hour, to make $65,000. It's a lot of money to make in a short period of time. We've done it before. We can do it again. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Yes, but you know,
it's scary.
We have wonderful people who are calling in and our
wonderful staff.
I'm looking at some of the pledges that are coming in, and we're getting $10, and we're getting $50, and we're getting $1,500, and we're getting $2,000. It's all over the board, and it just shows whatever you can do to help. That's all it takes to be a member of WAMC, just to pick up a phone or go to a device and give us something. That's it. 1-800-323-9262. That's to Alan's great credit of there is no we're all equal, and that is wonderful. There's no... threshold that you have to reach to be a member. You're a member if you just give to us in any amount. 1-800-323-9262.
And I want to thank all the people who have given so far. And that's a lot of people already, thousands already. And I want to thank you on behalf of our staff. Because I'll tell you, the staff who worked as hard as any public radio staff in the world, obviously, they know that unlike other public radio stations, which are failing and going under, and newspapers that are failing and going under, they know that it's because of you that we're making it. And so it is so important that we stop for a moment and just thank you for what you've done already and what you're doing now. And thank the other person we're honoring this morning, and that's Natalie. Because she really does understand, and she really is a superb, environmentalist, and she gets climate change, which the president does not, and she sees what's happening in this world, and she's doing what she has to do in order to support her public radio station, and basically what she's saying is, come on, let's all do it together. Was it Teresa Brewer? Does anybody remember Teresa Brewer?
Yeah. Help me out.
I do. She was a singer.
She was a singer. And I believe right. The song she used to sing that everybody sang was, come on to my house, come on to my house. That's what she sang. So come on to my house, everybody. Let's go and let's do it together. I'm sorry, Teresa.
I thought that was Rosemary Clooney. Is that not?
Rosemary Clooney, Teresa Brewer. You're right.
Yeah.
They probably sang it together.
It's all.
You're right, Joe, and thanks for pointing that out. Come on to my house.
1-800-323.
I haven't heard Teresa Brewer's name in a long time. That's fun, Alan.
1-800-323. Go ahead.
It's important for
Alan.
Thank you for making me feel young
because I have no idea who she is.
Well, you are young.
Yeah. Well, she had her first.
That's not what my kids say.
She had her first hit in 1949, Bob. So don't feel too bad about it.
49. Yeah. I was 8 years old at the time. I remember it well.
1-800-323-9262. We have to take a break. It'll be a very quick one. When we come back, we'll continue. We'll talk about some of the news of the day, and we'll.
How much?
We'll continue here. We need $64,000.
640 people. That's it. Can you be one of 640? And you are giving the number 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Let's go.
We'll be right back. beautiful voice of Natalie Merchant, who we are celebrating this morning and thanking for her great generosity. A $10,000 challenge from her on the table this morning to get us to the $650,000 point raised in our fund drive in just 2 days and a morning. We are on with you until 9:30 when we go over to NPR coverage of the Ruth Bader Ginsburg service at the United States Supreme Court. And we are joined this morning, of course, by our wonderful panel members, Bob Griffin and Teresa Bourgeois. Of course, Alan is here, and we, Alan, we're doing okay. It's about $22,000 that we've made so far, but obviously, still a long way to go in just about an hour. Go ahead.
So, how much do we need, Joe, in this hour, in order to get there?
So, yeah, so like 62,000.
Okay, that's 520 people.
And how many 500, people in this wonderful community?
Exactly. 500,000 people, Teresa. Listen to WAMC every month, according to the last thing I saw. 500,000. Think about that. If everybody does just something now, we need how much to do it, Joe? How many people?
I'm getting you a brand new total. The good news is when I say I need a brand new total, it means I'm vamping. And the reason I'm vamping is because the numbers are coming fast that it's harder to get you a total. So right now, Alan, we need $53,146.
We need 530 people. And if everybody will just do one thing and say, I'll handle myself, but it'll get into the air, it'll be part of our passion, of our mutual passion, we can do this. 530 people. I can be one of those 530 people, and we'll make it. Now, look, folks, this is not going to be easy. It's going to mean everybody's got to get on a phone now. Call your mother, call your brother. I'm not kidding. Get everybody in on it. Some people may not even know we're on the air doing this at 8 o'clock in the morning, that we started at 8 o'clock in the morning. So now it's up to every single person to do what they can. You know what? This is a time that you become part of what we're doing here. You raise the money, too. So everybody, just do whatever you can. We've heard from all kinds of people, including from Andy, who says, Teresa Brewer, dang.
It's about Teresa Brewer.
Put another nickel in. Now, you may remember that song, put another nickel in the Nickelodeon, you know, like that.
Yep.
Like that. And I remember it because at the Fire Island Movie House, the projector wasn't too good. And my friend Ducky would stand up and yell.
Alan, Fire Island.
The Fire Island Movie House. Go ahead.
He would stand up in the community center where the movies were played, and he'd yell, put another nickel in.
What was his name?
Ducky.
Ducky. Ducky was a card. Okay.
Ducky. His name was Donald, so he became Ducky to all who loved him. And put another nickel in. maybe it would work when a tower gets blown down or something. We yell, put another nickel in. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
1-800-323-9262. So look, in the first 35 minutes, we've made $30,000. So that's a lot of money, but we still need to make $52,000 to get the $10,000 from Natalie Merchant. It's 521 people, as Alan just said. So if you can be one of them, that would be great. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Now, you know she wants to give you the money. You know that.
Absolutely.
So it would be a great shame if we were not able to take that money because we didn't meet her expectations. So everybody, because it's Natalie and because she's our Natalie and because we love her so much, this is the time for every single person to just say, I guess I could do something this morning. I could dial 1-800-323-9262. I could. I know. I think I can. And then, or go to WAMC.org on your handheld or on your computer or on your laptop, and there it is. And we just know you'll do it because you're the WAMC crowd. We're all in this together. We've all made it together. So let's do it, okay?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. $51,000 is what we need in the next 52 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. So let's just go to a quick story, and then we'll obviously give the phone number and talk as we go over what's happening in the world today, as we are tasked to do through our panel. But let's look at the Republicans uniting. We heard this happen while we were on the air yesterday, that Mitt Romney said that he was going to be in support of a vote, that he would back the president's push to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated. And so went the plans for people to thinking that perhaps the Republicans would not have the votes. The decision capped off an extraordinarily swift and enthusiastic rally by Republicans around Mr. Trump's position that underscored his iron grip on the party 4 years into his presidency. But it also reflected the political bargain that has been driving Republicans for the past 4 years. So, Alan,
think about it, Joe. This morning, guess who came out for Joe Biden?
Yes.
Do you know who? Mrs. John McCain.
That's right. Yeah.
That tells you a great deal. And I would bet that when the Bushes go in that voting booth, they're going to vote for Joe Biden, too.
Well, I wish they'd tell us about it.
Well, it leaks out.
But an endorsement. But yes.
Yeah, well, that's true. But Mrs. McCain, that's a big one, I'll tell you right now. What were you going to ask, Joe? I know you had a question.
No, of what you make of that in the sense of, so is this a done deal now, in your opinion?
Well, it is a done deal. We've known that from the beginning. Mitch McConnell said the following: we have the power and we're going to use it.
Yep.
But you know what? There's a sense of fairness that exists in this country among Republicans, among Democrats and others. Put it the way that my boy Jonas has always said to me. When I said something he didn't like, he'd say, "That ain't right, Dad. That ain't right. That ain't right." And that's right. That ain't right. It ain't right, and they know it. People know that when somebody gets up and says, "I got the power, I'm going to use it because we got the power and we'll use the power," you know that there is something inherently wrong. And maybe that's the why. The polls could well be wrong. They show an absolutely even race, I believe, for Mitch McConnell in the Senate. I think what's going to happen is they're assuming this is going to help them. It's going to energize their base. They're going to have the Supreme Court. They're going to beat their chest. They're going to say good. But I don't think so. Yeah. I think the American people know when it's not fair. This ain't fair.
I want to go to Bob Griffin real quick. We need $48,000, $48,738. We have
480 people, and you're one of them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We have 48 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Bob, what do you make of it?
A couple things, Joe. One is that, you know, freedom's not free, and that's why you need to support a radio station like this, because we speak truth to power. And Alan, I think you're right. I mean, this is just a pure power play, but it also shows why we need to take power back. The Republicans obviously have made a Faustian bargain. They've made a deal with the devil, and they're more concerned about staying in power rather than worrying about the country or talking about true values. You know, Alan, they've got nothing else to run on right now, right? I mean, they put tax breaks in for the wealthy that the rest of us are paying. They completely screwed up the COVID response, 200,000 dead and the numbers continuing to rise. They have destroyed any sense of global support or friendship that we've had. The world is a much more dangerous place, and the United States is more isolated than we've probably been since the founding of this country, and it's all because of this administration. And frankly, it's all because Mitch McConnell doesn't care about anything except Mitch McConnell.
Teresa.
Well, I think that as Secretary
Teresa?
Hillary Clinton... Hello?
Yes, I'm just going to remind people that we need $47,763, and then I'll let
477
people, and $100 each, and we have $10,000 on the table. I'm sorry, Teresa, go ahead.
from the great Natalie.
Well, as then-candidate Hillary Clinton told us in 2016, elections have consequences. We know that, right? And this is one of the consequences. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think, taught us a very important lesson in that she was very powerful in her majority opinions, but she was equally powerful when she did not have the votes.
Right.
Her dissents were very, very powerful dissents. Bush v. Gore, the Lilly Ledbetter case. And so the question is, you know, what is our message in the midst of not having the votes? What is the Democratic message? And I think it's a very powerful one, because now it's in very stark terms. We realize that 10 days after the election, they're going to consider, the court's going to consider the ACA, the health care bill, and they may well have the votes to end coverage for the ACA. And that means people who have pre-existing conditions, and now with this COVID virus, it's far more than there were before. Anybody with pre-existing conditions will no longer have the protections of the ACA. People
Teresa,
their young adults. Yes?
And let me interrupt for one moment. This is a president who, of course, is a lying liar, who has said from the very beginning that he would not take that away, but he's about to. And we know he's about to, and he doesn't give a damn. And so,
right, and every time he says he won't, he's doing that, Brian.
Without question.
What we have the power to do and what we have the responsibility to do is to send a clear message and vote in overwhelming numbers in support of the health care bill, in support of environmental justice, in support of labor unions and protections, in support of equal pay, in support of Voting Rights Act, because we are going to need a president and we are going to need a U.S. Senate who can, they can't reverse the decisions, but they can make the law and they can change the law. And that will be more important. I'm not a historian, but in my memory, this election will be more important than ever that we have a president,
right,
that we have a Senate that can correct what the changes that are inevitable, the changes with this new Supreme Court. And that's the message we need to keep talking about,
right,
not
Teresa,
the fight.
The votes are over.
Go ahead.
Let me interrupt for 1 second. Only 53 minutes to do this in now.
Oh, less than that.
Well, no, till 9 o'clock. Till
9 o'clock. Oh, 9:30. Yeah, we have
9:30.
Yeah, so we have about 43 minutes to do it in, and we need about $45,000. So it's about $1,000 a minute. It's right where we were yesterday, Alan. It's that same kind of thing.
It's true, Joe, but here's where we can't let down. Teresa was just talking quite correctly about this being the most important election. This is another kind of election right now, keeping this radio station alive. It's always been about this. Yeah? Do we have enough money in the bank to make it for a couple more months? Yes, we do. But that's not the point, because we have to keep this kind of momentum up that protects this radio station. I'm not going to say anything about anybody else's radio station. That's theirs to worry about, and I hope that people will support them. But right now, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or WAMC.org. And how many more minutes, Joe?
We have 42 minutes to do it in. We have $43,000 that we have to make. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. But the point here is that we have $10,000. We have $10,000 from Natalie Merchant in challenge money that we need to get before 9:30 this morning, before we go over to NPR coverage of the Ruth Bader Ginsburg service at the United States Supreme Court. So
do it for RBG, do it for Natalie Merchant, and do it for the radio station that you listen to every day.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We need $42,000. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You've been so kind and generous. I don't know how you keep on giving. This is to everybody that pledged. You know, I'm so tempted to come up and sing that every time. All right, here I go. You've been so kind and generous. I don't know how you keep on giving, but you gotta keep giving. Right, Alan? For your kindness, I'm in debt to you. And for your selflessness, we just need 14 more callers before my admiration. And for everything you've done. If everyone would pledge the first day, you know I'm bound. Alan wouldn't have to get so hoarse by the third day. La 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 la.
The great Natalie Merchant at a wonderful event that she did for us, and it's a great song. Obviously, we play it during our fun drives, and wonderful to hear. And we are celebrating Natalie Merchant this morning. $10,000 challenge from Natalie Merchant that is on the table right now, and we have a ways to go here, but we're getting closer. We're honing in, and that's good. But every time I hear that, I get goosebumps. I was there that night, and you were on stage with her. But it was just very special, and just the love that she had for you and for the station. It was just beautiful, as shown through this generous pledge this morning and challenge.
Well, you know, every time I hear it, and everybody gets a different reaction. Most people think it's pretty funny. It is funny. But I get a little wet around the eyes that she's so good that she really, really knows how to help. And this morning, a great deal of money, $10,000, a great deal of money for anybody, for anybody, if we can just make this. Now, we're within striking distance, but a teensy, tiny bit behind, are we not, Joe?
Well, you know, we have 38 minutes, and we have $38,000 to go. So this is what we've been looking at the last couple of days. Our new normal, if you will, is $1,000 a minute, yeah.
It means that if anybody says, okay, I'm not going to do it today, I'll do it another time, the rest of it, it won't work. It means everybody has to do something now, and we'll make it. I put my money in. I know everybody else has. Whatever you can do, do it now, because we can't fall behind. It's our Natalie. We're doing it for our Natalie. We're doing it for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We are doing it for, most of all, for a radio station that we have all made together. If you turn it on, you know it's there, and you know it has to stay there. No matter where you are, whether you're way up in Plattsburgh or down in close to New York City or in Albany or in Berkshire County, wherever you're, or Holyoke, Mass, wherever you are, I just, names that just come into my head.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's a seven, parts of seven states, folks. And if everybody says, okay, I'm one of those 500,000, Alan, you're calling on me now, and I'm calling other people, and I'm telling them, this is it. And, you know, I meet you on the street, and you say, okay, we'll be there when there's a challenge. There's no greater challenge than the one that we have on the floor right now, because this is going to break the back of this drive. You know, we can't have a drive. It's started as a wonderful lockbox. It's still the lockbox, but let's finish it off now, today. If we do it today, then we'll have a clear sailing. So everybody put something in now. go to your phone, 1-800-323-9262, and say, okay, Natalie, I believe you. I'm here. And let's do
Alan?
It. Joe?
We're in the 36,000 Z's, and so we have 36 minutes, and we need 36,000.
Why are you doing this?
$400 to go. As you say, you know, of breaking the back of the drive, if we do this, and it's a big if, I realize, but if we do this, we will be at... We will be at $650,000, actually $660,000, with the challenge money, and that is a long way, and certainly a long way from where we were when we began on Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
Teresa,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I keep thinking about this false and insidious claim of fake news from the Trump-Pence administration and how dangerous that is to our democracy. And one guards against that by supporting the media and supporting, you know, news stations like this so you folks can go out and do what you do. And I think that, you know, we've talked a lot about how our democracy is in danger right now. And one of the reasons it's in danger is because, you know, we need to be able to trust in the news. And certainly we have to trust but verify, but how important this media is right now. And the way to... speak out against these false claims like fake news is to support the media.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. $34,800 is what we need, and we have 34 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262, $34,000. I do want to say one thing. You know, a lot of times we can go an extra couple minutes over. We have a hard start at 9:30, obviously. That's when the service starts. So at 9:29:45, we have to be out. So that is what we have. So everything on, as Alan always says, everything on the table will count. Everything on the phone, everything on the computer, that will all count. However, we don't have a lot of time. We only have 33 minutes now to do this in. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Put another way. Not another nickel in. Put another way. I once knew a young woman named Gladys, and Gladys's father used to say to her, because he was afraid she was too lethargic, that she wasn't doing enough with her life, say, just do it. Do it, he would say. And I'm saying that to all of you. Just do it.
What would Teresa Brewer do? 1-800-323-9262. 1-800. Right. She'd put more than a nickel in. She'd put in 5,000. Right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. Here we go.
Hey Joe, if I could translate for younger listeners, think Money by Pink Floyd.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll keep the money going. And can I just jump on something Teresa said, because I think it's important. At a time when we have politicians that are trying to make us feel powerless, and that's exactly what McConnell is doing to us. The way you start to regain a sense of power are small steps: donating to the radio station, making sure you're registered to vote, making sure that your family's registered to vote, paying respects to RBG. All of these things start to tip the balance back to the people. And if there's ever a time when the people need to stand against a corrupt and treasonous government, it is now.
1-800-323-9262.
Absolutely.
I just have a quick announcement. We have to go to a break, but just a quick thing. One is that we are being overwhelmed with calls, and that is wonderful. We have people on hold. Look, our volunteers are our staff. So they are taking as many calls as they can. We have four or five people on hold. So two things. One, if you can possibly go to the website, you won't have to wait. It'll go right through, and you can do it a lot quicker. WAMC.org. If you can't do that and you have to call and you don't want to go to your device, we certainly understand that as well. Just be patient with us. We'll get to you. We promise. You just may be on hold for a minute or two, and then we'll get right to you. So we thank you for your patience, and we so appreciate your generosity and your calling in and knowing how important this is. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
And every once in a while, I think I have to remember the United States Post Office, which I'm a great believer in, and that if you want to just put a check into an envelope, it may not count at this moment, but it will count. Believe me, it'll count. And send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. That's 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. It's
all
great
right.
when you do that.
It's top of the hour. We have to go do a break here and get all legal and stuff. But we need, when we come back, right now, we need $27,475. So we started off needing 83. We're now down to 27. We've come a long way. We know we can do it with you. We know you're going to be
come
with
on.
Us. We'll be right back after this short break. Listening to the beautiful sounds of Natalie Merchant this morning, who has pledged $10,000 to this radio station, looking for us to make about $83,000 to get us to the $650,000 point. We've come to you early if you're just tuning in for the roundtable and for the panel. Well, you missed an hour of the program, but that's okay. It'll be online. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So we started needing 83.
And it 83. Was brilliant, Joe.
Yeah, it was.
The first hour was really good, so go back and listen to it.
Damn good.
Absolutely riveting.
1-800-323-9262. So now, Alan, here we are. We have 25 minutes. We have $10,000 on the table, and we need to make $18,585.
So we're getting just a tiny bit ahead, just a teensy, tiny bit ahead.
That's right.
Of the $1,000 a minute rule, but
which can be screwed up
that
at
can
any second.
Yes,
right.
In a second, it could be screwed up. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. We truly love you. We truly thank you. And for the few blue meanies who may be out there, you know, go in a hole somewhere, you know, saying,
oh, have you been reading your email during the break again?
I did. Stop raising.
Don't
stop
do
raising
that.
Money. Stop raising money.
No,
we don't like it when you raise money. But by the way, folks, we all know it. We all know it because every household has a budget. Everybody knows. You know what? There are public radio stations that are failing all over the country. They're laying people off. They're firing people. They're doing what, but not this radio station. And you know why? Because of you. Because of you. You know, it takes one blue meanie to rain on a parade. But you know what? Thousands of wonderful, great, good people are doing what they have to do. So, Joe, over to you.
The sunny yellow nices as opposed to the blue meanies. 1-800-323-9262. We're in the 17,000 Z's. We need $17,850.
And 170 people. 170 people now. That's what we need.
Yes, sir.
And if you can be one of them, that would be great. It would be magnificent. It would be generous. It would be superb.
Now, let me just say this for what it's worth. Number one, anything on the phone, anything on your device, anything on the table counts at the end. We do have a what we refer to in the radio biz as a hard start. We have to be out at 9:29:45. But everything on the table will count. But hopefully we'll make it before then and we'll be able to bask for a moment or two in having made the the $10,000 challenge. But we
and the main thing, the main thing here, Joe, is that everybody remembers that they can go to WAMC.org and do it that way. We just heard from our wonderful Dina Salzman, who said, "I have four people on hold. I hope they understand." Yes, people will understand, because that's what we made our radio station.
That's right.
Everybody understanding. And WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262, but you'll have to be standing in line maybe for a minute. But that's all.
That's right. Just be patient, and you are, and we love you for it. Thank you very much. $16,444 now.
$16,000.
1-800-323-9262.
Oh.
Let's just take
heart palpitations.
Let's just take a moment. I want to get to get to just one other story here, and but before we do that, let's just take a moment to thank and just go over how wonderful Natalie Merchant is. Goodness gracious. She has done so much for us over the years, and in concerts, as Alan said, and countless donations, and so many of them anonymous, and so people don't even know how beautifully generous and wonderful she's been to this radio station. And this is just this is great, because it's at such an important time for us to do this before RBG's service at the Supreme Court this morning. It's just a beautiful thing, and Alan, you can't thank her enough.
And somebody, that's
and if
right.
If you haven't turned to her music for,
No, go ahead, please, Teresa.
If you haven't turned to her music for inspiration or solace or whatever you are energizing, you should do it. Go listen, because it really is. Her music is magical and really important contribution.
Yeah.
Alan?
Let me think about this for a second. You know, Natalie is not a person who wants to have her name out there for doing good deeds. That's not her style.
Right.
The fact that she has allowed us to do this and says, yes, you can use the amount and you can use my name, shows that she knows how important this particular drive is. In the midst of a horrendous political situation in this country, which could really spell the end of democracy. She knows it. We know it. She's an incredible environmentalist, and she's done incredible work on that in that area. And the one thing that we know about her is that she knows that this president has been rotten when it comes to this. He's truly a climate denier. And the thing that gets me, it's been all over the news, I'm going to just talk about it for a second, is how Donald Trump seems to be in the pocket of the Russians. The pocket of the Russians. All of a sudden, the FBI is coming out. That's Trump's FBI, by the way. They work for the Justice Department. And he says, and they say, that there's no question that Vladimir Putin is getting involved in this thing personally and directing this. And we have yet to hear a critical word from Donald Trump about the Russians. One and one makes two. We did hear him telling those Russian ambassadors after he fired Comey, we did hear him saying, I've just put a stop to this Russian thing. I've fired Comey. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is in terrible shape when we allow a despot like Putin to interfere with and run our politics. And I would say that for anybody else. So Natalie Merchant knows she's wonderful. We love her, and we honor her today. And we can't do enough. And if somebody wants to say, okay, here's my $1,000 for this great lady to make sure that she knows that we love her to this radio station, that would be great. Whatever you can do. But, Joe, give us the total again, because I'm very nervous.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC to help us out. And so we need $15,455, and we have about 18 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, or yes, online is always preferred, WAMC.org. Bob Griffin, let me just ask you about what Alan was just talking about, Christopher Wray coming out and saying two things. One, that, or two points. One, is that Christopher Wray saying, yes, we have seen Russian activity. They're going after Joe Biden. It's a concerted effort to foil, if you will, the Biden campaign, number one. And then, as Alan said, we haven't heard anything from the president except in him saying taking Christopher Wray, his own guy, to task and saying, yes, but what about China?
It's a continuation of what we've seen. And I think Speaker Pelosi nailed it when she said all roads lead back to Putin. And there's another road, though, that I'd like the listeners to recall is that think about how much debt Deutsche Bank owns from the Trump crime family. And think about who is backing Deutsche Bank. And there's been a lot of talk this week about the money laundering that was going on, and Deutsche Bank was among those. So there is a connection. There is a direct connection back from the Trump family to Deutsche Bank to the Russians and the Russian power base, which is part of the reasons why I think the president is ridiculously quiet on this clear and present threat to the nation. And it also shows you how both morally and politically corrupt his administration is when Bill Barr doesn't even stand up for his own FBI who are coming out and saying something that is general knowledge. It just shows that the people in power right now are there only for their own good. If we don't stand up in November, I'm not sure how many opportunities we're going to have to be able to stand up in the future. But all roads lead back to Putin, Joe.
Yeah. Go ahead, Alan.
Joe, let me ask you this. I know we're doing well this morning,
yes,
right? But the real question is, how can we really honor Natalie Merchant? How can we really say, and our Ruth Bader Ginsburg, how can we do that? Well, we asked for how much this morning. We needed
$83,000. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we could make 100 and
yeah.
say, Natalie, we did it, and we did it in honor of you. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
It really would. And, you know, look, in 15 minutes we have to go over to this wonderful service, beautiful service that'll be happening on the steps of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C.
And by the way, I'm sorry, Joe, but somebody corrected me. She's actually being buried at Arlington on Friday, but today's an honoring.
Yes. Is it Friday or Monday?
Yeah, Friday.
Oh, she's being buried Monday? Buried Friday, I'm sorry. And then there's a capital service, right, on Friday as well.
She's lying in state in the rotunda, first woman to have that honor, which is amazing in itself in many different ways.
It really is. We come to you this morning, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. So we have 15 minutes. We have just under 10,000. So let's do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. And we can do this. $10,000. $10,000. My goodness. What a beautiful contribution. But we only have 14 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262. Everyone in. It's, you know, still a lot of money. 1-800-323-9262.
You bet, everybody in the pool. But I would love to go way over and to say to all the people who love Natalie and who have incredible love for RBG, this is a time. Forget about the totals. Forget about, just do it because it's right. Or as Gladys's father used to say, just do it.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800. What was Gladys's father's name?
Marcel, I believe.
Marcel. 1-800-323-9262.
He Mr. Gladys.
He was a famous mime. He didn't say much, but when he said it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
And by the way, Joe, when I was complaining.
Go ahead. No,
go ahead,
Alan. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, when I was saying there was one blue meanie out there, that's what it was. It was one. And thousands of people have come forth with their, and I intend to talk to the meanie himself, to have an honest exchange of views.
A free and frank discussion, I believe, is what you call
it. As I always call it, a free and frank discussion.
Yes.
Yes, right, right. I've never quite understood when you see this love and this incredible power that so many of us have put together to make a radio station, there's always one, you know. I don't know whether it's
Alan, it's, you know, let's just...
Free speech, Alan.
What'd you say, Teresa? I'm sorry. Say it again.
It's
you
free
said what?
Speech, right? It's
free speech.
Absolutely, even
That's
if you're a
creep. We're protecting people's right to speak.
All right. Hey, we still need $6,000. Where are you? We have 12 minutes to do to make $6,000.
Come on, everybody.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. Still money here that we have to make. And we're close, but we're not close enough. And as Alan said, we make some challenges you make, some you don't. The ones that really hurt, the ones that are horrible, the ones that are cruel, are the ones where you miss it by like $1,500.
And here's Natalie Merchant, our Natalie, who has done so much to help us this morning, and who we love. I mean, there's no other way to put it. We just love her. And this is our opportunity to honor this great lady as well as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And this is the morning to do it. So everybody on a phone now, let's dive.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. I just want to say that we are going to be going over to the service and to the NPR coverage beginning at 9:30, straight up at 9:30, or is that straight down? Down bottom of the hour? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Down.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So, the president's been talking about getting a vaccine together and that we're going to have it and everyone's going to have it by that very special day, otherwise known as Election Day.
11 minutes.
Now, the FDA says that they're going to announce tougher standards for the vaccine to make it unlikely that one will be cleared by Election Day. So what happens to the FDA now, Alan?
Well, as the election gets closer and as Biden leads in all of the polls, and of course, I don't take great comfort in that because I think that this president is capable of doing anything to rob this election.
Yep.
Make sure that people don't get
polls
to vote.
Polls don't matter in this election.
That's right. Well, they matter to the degree that it's going to get him more and more frantic, Teresa. But what I do believe is going to happen is that he's going to try to steal it. I personally believe he will do it. Now, there are legal ways to do it and illegal ways to do it. And one of the obvious ways is to make sure that, for example, the legislature and the people of Florida vote to let ex-felons vote. And they make sure that that's not going to happen because they know Florida is an up-in-the-air state, could go either way. So do I think they're going to try to rob it? Absolutely, I do.
And they certainly have shown they've done everything they can to suppress the vote and make it more difficult. Although, Alan, you got to admit it's a little bit ironic that this administration is trying to prevent ex-felons from voting, considering that so many of the campaign officials have gone to jail.
Yeah, they're going to lose about six. They're going to lose about six votes. although most of the ex-felons who've gone to jail don't like them anymore. So that's there. That's there, too.
1-800-323-9262. Go ahead, Teresa.
On the FDA, it's just another reminder of how important it is to elect Joe Biden because we have lost faith in some of our core institutions, and in the midst of a pandemic, we can't afford to lose faith in the FDA and the CDC, and you just see you know, the people since May, 72% thought that they would try the vaccine. Now it's down to 50%. I mean, that's huge. Is devastating to fight in the midst of a pandemic. We need to take politics out of the FDA, and the way to do that is to vote for people who believe in science and who respect science and who respect medicine and research.
Yes, but at what point, Teresa, at what point does a person who was at the FDA say, the hell with it, I'm going to tell the truth, which is what's going on right now.
Hey,
I'm going to tell the truth. Yes.
Well,
hey,
Alan,
I'm going to interrupt everybody because we only have about 7 minutes, and we
need
$4,988. So wherever you can stop, and if you're driving and pull off the road and make a call, or if you can, stop what you're doing and maybe take a mid-toast break and go over to the phone or go to your device, 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. I know leaving your toast.
Just as long as it's not a mid-word toast break.
Yes. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, right, Alan? WAMC.org.
Right, that's the one.
Yeah. Sometimes you forget after a while. 1-800-323-9262. We need you. Where are you? We can't lose this. We only have 7 minutes before we go over to the service for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the NPR coverage. This has been our special edition of the Roundtable and the Roundtable panel. And we started this morning needing $83,000 to get to the $650,000 mark in the fund drive. We're doing very well. However, we still have a ways to go. $4,688 from my last total here. 1-800-323-9262. So everybody rush, everybody hurry, everybody do what they need to do, and we'll do it. But it's $10,000 on the table. Natalie Merchant, my goodness. 1-800-323-9262.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the end, everybody calming down, we all made it together. We all made this radio station what it is. When we started, we didn't have a sou, nothing. We had nothing. 1980, 81 was the official sign-on. We started in 79. I got to tell you, we went to people, we went to rich people, and we say, can you help us with this? And they said, no. And so there were a few who did really nice things. But mostly, we got no's, which was great because it forced us to come and said, okay, think about what this means to so many people. We're going to go to everybody and say, everybody put a little in. And in the end, that's what's protected us, the fact that so many people give the money. So nobody is really out of it because the more people who are in it, the better off this radio station is. That's for sure.
$4,127, 1-800-323-9262.
Uh-oh,
5 minutes to go, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Uh-oh, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Joe, Teresa, Bob, whatever we can do here, we're going to do in the next 4 minutes. And that means all of us together have got to put our collective energy to thinking good things and picking up phones and going to our devices and doing WAMC.org, and we can make it. We've always made it. Why wouldn't we make it this time? We can make it, and we can go over, and we can honor Natalie, and we can just say, aren't we lucky to have this radio station?
1-800.
And Alan, WAMC is like the amplifier of freedom. Let's keep that amplifier at 11.
At 11.
And in the midst of this coronavirus, where people, you know, are economically challenged, economically strapped, so some people will be able to do less, which means more people need to do something, right?
1-800-323-9262. Yes, 1-800-323-9262. Go ahead, Alan.
You know, so much has been said about this, but how can I say it? There are 1,000 reasons not to give. People can come up with them and the drop of a hat, but there's only one great reason to give, and so many people are doing it today. And I mean, we're talking thousands of people have done it because you think something of the radio station. It's your go-to place. It's been a place where we could all coalesce. And how many people have written to me and written to you, Joe, and said, thank God for the radio station, because yeah. there is no other place to go.
Yep.
So there we are. And great credit to you, Joe, for the roundtable and the panel every morning. And the people like Teresa and Bob and all of the other wonderful panelists who come on and give their opinions.
Got to work with those people.
And say, do what they say. They're great.
And, Alan, think about the history that's going to unfold in these next 6 weeks to 10 weeks between, you know, over these next few days, honoring Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a giant in our country. And then the, you know, debates, the election, the aftermath of the election, and where are people going to get their information about this and have a conversation? They're going to come here. But, Alan, have you ever seen so much history, you know, about to unfold?
No. This is, you're so right, Teresa. This is the most dangerous time, in my opinion,
$2,500
of the United States.
We need
$2,500.
$2,500.
And we only have 3 minutes to do it.
Yes.
2 minutes
yes.
to do it.
2 minutes to do it.
$2,500.
Yeah. In fact, I'm gonna say my official goodbyes to Bob Griffin and to Teresa Bourgeois. I want to thank you so much for being on this morning, and for lending your voice and being so supportive, and for being panelists with us. And thank you for this celebration. We appreciate you both being here. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. It's a privilege to be part of this organization.
Thank you very much. All right,
thank
Alan.
You.
Thank you, Teresa. $2,000. 1-800-323-9262.
And 2 minutes to go.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Whatever you've got, we're so close to making this that if you just get on the phone, if you can. And by the way, everybody who's on
we
the
have
phone,
one minute,
even if you're willing,
go ahead.
Will count. Yes. And also WAMC.org. And I'll bet we're going to make this. I'll bet anything we're going to make this. Joe?
1-800-323-9262. You can also do it online, WAMC.org. The phones are, yeah, a lot of people using the phones. That's fine. You just may be on hold for a minute or two. 1-800-323-9262. And we thank you for your patience on that. And, you know, whatever part of that you can do is great. It's been an amazing just two
Whoa.
Days and a morning of what has
Whoa.
Happened. But I am pleased to report to you that as of six, we have 15 seconds, Alan. But we are, we made it. That is
we
great.
We made it.
We made it. And not only did we make it, but we made $100,000 this morning. Actually, $101,000. So
how'd that happen?
Very nice. We'll be right back.